This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Keith, for the news. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm joined in the studio by...
Frida Liu.
And...
Frida Liu.
And, of course, our producer of the day is Christine. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
We will be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch via WhatsApp, you know the number by now, but I'll repeat it anyway. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number for messages. No calls, please. And, of course, if you want to get us on Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We've already got some remarks regarding the question that we posed earlier today. The question is, what's the worst way to be let go from your job? Now, we're talking about this originally because, of course, back on October the 9th, Utusan officially ceased operations, leaving its employees in the dark about their future, as all staff had been told to go on forced leave until October the 30th. And until October the 9th, no letter of termination had been issued to staff. The building was sealed and staff were not allowed on the premises. Not exactly the best way of telling your staff we're ceasing operations. Now, so we thought we'd ask that question. We're then going to move on to, if you have been fired or let go, we've got a bit of a survival guide for you that Frida's managed to dig up. And then not just from normal employees, we're going to be talking about CEOs and how 2019 is the year where CEO turnover is at a record high. So interesting stuff throughout the show. 018-789-8899 again is the WhatsApp number. Now, I can honestly say, touch wood and hand on heart, I haven't ever been fired from a job yet.
Right. Yet. Okay, you're optimistic. Now, the question though, what's the worst way to be let go from your job? The answer is never.
Right. Right. Just hold on. Just keep going. But I mean, just to go to this Utusan story right now, I'm finding out you've turned up for work on that morning, not really knowing what's happening. I mean, you've not received an official letter as of yet. You've turned up. The doors have been bolted. You're not allowed to go in. You don't know where you are. And some of these employees, it's not just one employee. There's families working there, wives and husbands together. They've got large families on one another. How do they cope with something like that, right?
Right. And I know that the laws, labor laws in Malaysia are quite fair. We're not as harsh and all that. But I think it's come to a point where, you're not making any money. And so those reasons are, I guess, reason to close. But that said, I'm just thinking like they would have sort of preempted that this was going to happen because we've been talking about this
for a while.
Time. Definitely in the morning show. Yeah. They've been talking about it for a while. And everyone's, so I wonder how prepared they were in looking for work elsewhere as well, or were they waiting for some cash flow to come in? So I can imagine what it'd be like, to lose your job. But that sort of had its warning, right? I think it's in those situations where there was no warning and suddenly, every time just coming to the office, right, we've got to put our finger and get it verified. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm still employed when they let me in through the door.
There's times when I've put my finger on it and it hasn't worked. I'm hang on a minute, and you have to call on one of the interns or something to let you in. Right. And if you're getting through the door, you know you're okay, right? Can you think off the top of your head of some ways that you have heard of or seen people being let go that you think that's unfortunate that it happened like that?
But it's situations like this as well. Publication we've had before where they just sort of you're not, we don't need you anymore. This role is not available. But I think it's when companies have just shut down more in that sort of situation. When you have been let go, not the right way, the usual process in HR and everything, then I know it's like they go through this industrial court. I hear all these stories, they're not behind the scenes. But I think if you've gone through the whole process of, sort of the warning signs, then you can sort of prepare for that. But
the breadcrumbing.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I know of somebody a few years ago who was in a prominent position in a company. They were head of department and they were doing well, but they were somebody who some of the staff felt were difficult to deal with and difficult to negotiate with. And their contract was coming up for review and they went into the boardroom to discuss their position. And what happened is the small board said to this person, what we'd like to do is for you to kind of co-manage the department. We're going to bring in somebody else to help out with the department. You are going to handle all the internal affairs of things, all the administration, all of this kind of stuff, whilst the other person is going to be the face of the department.
Okay.
Right? And so you, also you need to take a 15%
pay cut
because your work is being divided. Mm. So you're going in there thinking that you're just signing your contract. And you're not necessarily being fired or technically demoted, but you know what's happening is it's that breadcrumbing because they don't really want you in that position, but they know they can't fire you.
Right.
And I think something like that is often more painful than being let go
outright. The cold storage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's in a situation right now. I'm reading this on my friend's Facebook page. She posts this every day. You know, he just got a job. It's not working out. He says that, he gives the stories of how mean his supervisor is. And maybe that's his side of the story. But it's sort of like he's not confirmed yet. So it's easier to let go of someone when you're not confirmed. But I think it's like you said, the cold storage story when you're confirmed. And you're like, why is there no communication?
Right.
And it's never, people leave organizations. It's never the organization. It's always the immediate supervisor that's, a pain.
Folks, do get in touch. 018-789-8899 is that number to get us via WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Of course, the question we're asking is, what's the worst way to be let go from your job or what you've heard? You know, how has somebody been let go from their job? Have you heard it and gone, that's not very nice. They could have done it a little bit better. We do have somebody to speak to when we come back. We've got Datuk Shamsuddin Baran, the Executive Director of the Malaysian Employers Federation. So we'll be speaking to him a little bit. We've got some messages on WhatsApp. We've got a couple of tweets and, of course, some Insta story messages. We'll get to those in a few minutes. Music coming up, though, from Calexico with Splitter. The question again, what's the worst way to be let go from your job? Let us know on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, folks. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu.
The other bunch of lefties on our own. Here we are in the studio all the way through until one. We're discussing the worst way you've heard of people being let go of their job. And the WhatsApp number is 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. The reason we're talking about this is because, of course, about the closure of Utusan, which happened on the 9th of this month. There was a memo circulated, by the way. I've got a little bit of details about that. So in the memo, employees were told that they should pack their belongings and return the company's property, including access cards and office keys to their heads of department by 1 p.m. that day. If necessary, the company will extend access to employees to tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. After that, the company would only be accessible to some staff. Any compensation on the termination would be based on the law and would be handled by the liquidators. The briefing will be given to employees by the liquidators at 3 p.m. on the October the 30th. About 11 a.m. on the 9th, employees were seen packing their belongings. At 12:30, a police vehicle was seen parked in front of the headquarters. Some of the staff saying, we were told to bring boxes to pack our stuff. The rumors turned out to be true when we received the memo today. And then, of course, the building was sealed shut. That's it. You turn up for work, told to go home, no more work for you. We've had a couple of WhatsApp messages. One from Ro, particularly interesting.
He says, when you're at the urinal and you overhear a conversation between your bosses about letting you go over the cubicle doors.
Oh, my word. I mean, not exactly the most of pleasant experiences in the first place. I do know of people that like to have conversations whilst at the urinal. It's one of those weird things, but hearing about, losing your job whilst you're doing your business is particularly weird. Over to Insta story. Ralph Yu has says, your boss not extending dignity and grace for the strong contribution that you've done. And then we've got Aujla, 26, who says, being told that you're taking a pay cut to save the company and then getting canned anyway. Ooh, that's painful. Right, folks, we should probably hear from a bit of an expert, right? So our producer, Christine, managed to get on the phone this morning, Datuk Shamsuddin Baran, the executive director of the Malaysian Employers Federation. Regarding this topic, we thought we'd ask a couple of questions. First question, what do you think of how Utusan handled their employee situation and what could they have done better?
I would say that it could have been done in a better manner. Yeah, and employees should be given enough information before they decide to eventually cease operation. I think the better option is to actually deal with the employees first. And of course, the employee need to actually be informed and also be brief about what is happening, so that the employees are not actually getting the news from third parties, thing like that. And of course, if possible, then the employees' benefit should be settled before they eventually decide to close.
Okay, fair enough. But what is the optimal way to let an employee go?
If you look at the Code of Conduct for Industrial Harmony, and also what the law require, that at least must be a reasonable notice given to the government first, to actually allow the government to see what can be done actually to perhaps handle the situation better. And once a proper notice had been given to the government, then of course the employees has to be notified about the eventual situation that is happening to the company. Of course, as far as notice is concerned, then of course the company can have a choice of allowing the employees to actually serve the notice period. Or if it is not possible, then the company should then decide to pay in lieu of the required notice. And that is important because employee need to be given some assistance for them to sustain themselves after they lost their job.
Datuk Samsudin, thank you very much. Frida, feedback.
Yeah, okay. So this is all the right way of doing things and all that. So, but what do you do, right? I mean, in this sort of situation, when it's closed down, what do you do in this case, right? And I'm just as I'm listening to this, I'm also looking at that tweet, a very interesting tweet.
That's my full name. The tweet is, this happened in the late 1990s. I was working in a small Penang ad agency with grand ambition to be listed one day, staff around 20, four of which were directors, plus another one not working there. The economy was tanking and we were told to write resignation letters just in case.
Wow.
And then a few of us were let go. We found out the company had already decided who they wanted to keep. The ones retrenched without compensation were the more vocal types. We contemplated breaking into the office to retrieve our letters. In the end, we decided it wasn't worth it. The company went on for another year or two before it closed shop.
Clever. Clever slash cunning, right? I mean, you were told to write resignation letters. So when you write resignation letters, then you weren't let go.
Right. The minute, though, that you are told to write a resignation letter, that's when alarm bells would be thoroughly ringing off in your head, right? There was, I know of a story of a guy who was getting quite close to his boss, and they were friendly to a degree, and the boss was having problems at home, going through a divorce and one thing or another, but and was quite a private person, but then shared that information with this employee. And then the employee then went on to go and tell somebody else that his boss was getting divorced and one thing or another. And then this boss literally just marched up to him, you're fired, please pack your things. And within an hour, he was out of the building. You know, that's pretty harsh, but you know, you're sharing confidence and then you're breaking that confidence. But it's a very difficult situation when your boss is your friend. And
can you fire someone on that basis?
Right.
Because it's not on performance.
Yeah.
It's because, you know,
a break of trust.
Trust, right? But it's not a work situation.
No.
So I wonder when you go through the legalities and all that, whether it holds any water, though. But it's a sad situation. In the case of, I'm just thinking, looking at print and all that. Also, I guess at the same time, when later on we'll go through the survival guide. But there are things that you can sort of do. Like I've heard advice, like always write your resume. Always write your resume.
Keep writing it.
Keep updating your resume. Not that you're looking or whatever, but that, you know, you never get too comfortable in the place. Mm. Always be looking, updating it. Always be looking at, you know, upskilling or reskilling. These are things that you should do, whether you're secure in your job or not. But just it's a personal growth. But should anything happen, that you're most prepared and you're sort of mentally prepared. I think like when you're working for someone, know that, again, you know, companies don't owe you a living. I always believe that you can be very loyal and all that, but it is an organization and situations can happen. You know,
political... Money can get tight, political landscape can change.
And all these things, right? And sometimes it can be, when it's a little bit, I guess, more personal in that sense, you know, like, then you feel it's a bit unfair, but still get updated. But like, just situations can change. It could be so cushy and... something can change. I mean, this has happened largely because of May 9th.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Folks, give us some feedback. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us via WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Let us know what you think about the topic. We're discussing the worst way to be let go from your job here on BizBytes. We've got a couple more messages to go through when we get back, but we also have a getting fired survival guide. Good. Not that we're trying to wish this upon you, but, you know, just in case, it's something to learn from, it's something to absorb. Music up next, Johnny Cash, Walk the Line, thank you Christine, followed by the Hooters and We Dance. Those two are not related, but when we come back, of course, a survival guide to getting fired. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.